Nice to be with you. Well, health matters, and it is an important process. And we're talking today right here with Rose Murray. And I haven't spoken to you for a long time, Rose Murray.
No, lovely to be here.
It's absolutely beautiful to hear from you, because tell me a little bit about your story and your people, and you can tell us about the history of radio too.
Thank you. I'm a Nyangamata person, and our people are from northeast, I suppose, of Port Hedland and into the desert. And my mum's a stolen generation person, and she was taken away from up north and taken to Roland's Mission. So she was one of the eldest of the kids that kicked off that place way back when.
Yeah.
And she eventually went to Melbourne, and I grew up there, and mixed with the Koori community back at the as a young person in the 67 referendum.
Wow.
And yeah, those were the days. And as I grew up, I always said, I'm going to take you home, Mum. And I was very lucky. I managed to get a job with Fred Hollows and the Trachoma program, and found my family in the Pilbara, took my mum home, and reconnected with the family. So from there, I was very lucky. One day I decided that I could have a crack at commercial radio. And there I was.
Yes.
And the local radio station, 6NW, gave me a chance.
They looked after us, didn't they?
Yeah. That was the good old days, and the beginning of Blackfellas being involved with radio, and that was great. So on a Sunday evening,
for half an hour,
we had our little program, and it went across. Sometimes they picked it up in the Kimberley, which is pretty amazing. So they were great days.
Yeah, that is amazing when you tell that story, because it's your credentials, who you are as an individual, and you're a great ambassador for all of us when it comes to Aboriginality, as well as the things that you do within the community. And it's an honour to have you on the program here as well, because I've heard you on radio at 6NW and KA West Coast Radio, and it was beautiful to hear you on the wireless, you know what I mean? And again, it's people giving people a chance, you know, out there.
Yeah, and so like having a little bit of a bravery to jump in and do things that maybe others haven't done, or test yourself and take that opportunity. You know, there's always going to be a few people going to rubbish you to put your head above the water.
Yeah.
But never mind, if you're doing it with good heart.
Yeah.
And you're spreading the strong messages for community, we got to give it a go.
Yeah. And tell us about some of the work and the research that you've done, but as well as what you're doing here now at this moment.
I've been very blessed with my career. I've gone in and out of health in different ways over the years, starting off with the trachoma program, and doing research with the telethon and other people. My current job is about health promotion and education, and it's called the Moorich Coordinator. The Moorich program is a sexual health and healthy relationships program that started in 2002. The old Family Planning WA did research for 2 years with the community up and down the state, and they developed a program that's for 10 to 14 year old Aboriginal youth, and it's 10 sessions nowadays, and we train adults, community people mainly, to teach that. You can take that group of young people out bush and sit them down and run the whole program over a few days, or you can teach it once a week in a school or on the netball court or at the footy field. And it is about talking, it's about communication, respect for yourself, respect for others, it's about goal setting, it's about, if I do become a young parent, what does that mean? How's that going to change my life? It's about your rights, where to go for help. It's a pretty holistic thing. It's not just what is sex. It's far more than that.
Yeah, and it's a very touchy subject to talk with young people.
It is.
And to be able to have that conversation. How do you do that with young people?
Look, I think this type of education always starts with the home, and how your family, how parents and grandparents talk with little fellas about their bodies and their rights and things like that, and to be proud and to talk up if they've got something on their mind, with all sorts of things. So that's the first thing. I think that giving the right amount of information at the right age really helps. Not, you know, when they're asking a question, give them just enough. And if you're not sure about what that is, there's plenty of information nowadays that you can get on websites. Definitely at NWA with the health department. There's talk soon, talk often, yarning type publications to talk with young people about. There's a website called Healthy WA, and that gives you some clues. With young people, it's like getting them comfortable enough to talk.
Yeah.
You know, in our families, they might not be able to talk to mum, they might be able to talk to dad, or they might be able to talk to auntie or uncle, but we want them to keep asking the questions until they get their answers. And also, there are other websites that, because they're so computer literate now, that they can look up, about different things like STIs and stuff. Also, at our organisation, SHQ, we have a sexual health helpline on 9227 6178.
Yeah.
So if a kid in particular, or a parent in particular, has a question about these things but not quite sure where to go or who to ask, picking up a phone might be the first step.
Yeah, yes,
and
yes,
maybe a little bit less confronting.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's a few different ways.
Mm. I mean, getting the information, and not only that, it's better they learn from someone who's doing something within the community, and an education program, rather than the kids going out into the community and learning that, you know, their behaviours and that.
Well, what's happening now is that all the education and positive health promotion stuff that people are doing, and definitely many schools are doing it as well, the fight is against pornography.
Yeah.
The fight is about the disrespect for each other that we see on films and stuff like that. And, you know, we want to promote these things about respect and consent and talking and not being forced into stuff or kidded along, where young people might be in a situation where all our cousins are doing it, we've got to do it too, because we want to be cool, we want to be them. We say, no, this is your body. These decisions that you make right now might sit with you for a very long time. So be proud of who you are and make good decisions.
Yeah. And are you making sort of roadways to when it comes to just porn itself? I mean, it's disrespectful, that's no doubt. And putting that conversation out there with the young people.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It's just, I mean, I think in the end you've got to flood the good news rather than growling at the bad news, because if you're telling young people no, don't,
the growling
is hardly going to work.
But it's the conversation and how that conversation's been put together.
And it's like, what's the message here? If you see stuff that's violent and is not respectful, and people say, well, you know, asking somebody, you know, do you like this, do you don't like this, may I, can I, is this okay, you feeling all right?
Hmm.
If you're not having those conversations, it's not an equal thing.
Yeah.
And both parties aren't comfortable.
And that's
what you want. Now, to ask these questions of very young people is big. You know, like, it's a long time it takes for us to grow up. And
that's right.
You know, we've young people turning 16 and are out there and about. We've got school leavers coming up. And so maybe there's going to be alcohol and drugs around. And people are going to be pressured or wanted to feel like everybody else, it's a hard ask for them to be strong in themselves. But the family, a loving family, and having conversations is a great, great start to
because it's empowering, isn't it? You
absolutely.
Know, you're trying to empower that individual and the others too, because again. All the sheep goes in the same paddock and they'll keep going on the same thing. And to say, okay, how can we break this behaviour, and to be able to empower the younger person to say, well, the others who are friends can say, look, hey, that's not right. It is not right to have pornography on the phone, disrespectful for women, and, you know, these are the things, that is the conversation you have with the group, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and if something doesn't feel right, if something in your guts tells you, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this, this doesn't feel good, I don't like the way this is going, having the courage and the no shame to say, stop, can we have a yarn, can this all slow down, change my mind, oh, sorry, I've got to go for babysitting now, got to go. Finding some safe ways to get out of a situation if you're not feeling confident. And the reality is that lots of young people, before they turn 16, which in WA is the legal age for sexual relationships, are having sex. So, you know, we need to get a lot of information to make sure that to assist people make positive decisions.
Yeah. How important is that message to community for the kids as well? And do you go to the schools and talk about these issues?
What we've found is that people that come to us in the Mudditch Leader Training are youth workers and health workers, school nurses, Aboriginal educators, a whole stack of people who want to have a program to actually roll out to the kids, to the young folk, and it becomes, it's active, it's fun, there's no growling, but they're learning about their feelings and practicing practicing how they feel. One of the hardest things for young people is to be able to express themselves in a comfortable way, and that just takes practice.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, I've got teenagers, and it's very awkward to discuss things, and sometimes as parents, I mean, my six kids I deal with, and it's very awkward to talk about these things. And is there a protocol that you use where you can maybe the mothers and the fathers, maybe again people do will some of these young people will feel more relaxed with one particular person, but also there are those on the outside of that family circle.
Yeah, look, usually the young people will, you know, find that right person within their family, but sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
And for lots of reasons, the adults aren't comfortable. You know, like people of my mother's generation been brought up in missions, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been growled and that about sex and those intimate relationships, and so they feel very ashamed of even talking about this stuff. And so the next couple of generations, we start feeling a little bit more comfortable. So sometimes it's not face to face, it's sitting side by side, and you might be out fishing or you might be out anywhere when there's an opportunity. When you see even things on TV that you think that don't feel right, or it's an opportunity to say, what do you reckon about what happened there? What do you reckon about that conversation? And taking that time to have those little yarns about, that's not right. Geez, I hope you're never in that, you know, situation. I hope you will have the courage to say, nah, not happening, or yes, that's what I want, to be able to talk it up.
Yeah.
So it's like those little moments that are good, and also the backup of what we can find on the web or books, or we've got, you know, the helpline, of course, and there's this opportunities to look stuff up.
Yeah, I like that word, finding the courage to do something. I mean, parents, we find it very difficult to talk to just teenagers. It's very difficult. And,
yeah, and they don't want lectures. It might be in really small little gaps, and it might be getting the information in the books or whatever and leaving them around the house. Some people just leave them around and then have the opportunity to say, did you have a look at that? What you reckon? Or is it, you know, or have those little opportunities because, we know that the big talk about how things work, is only part of it. And, how the body works is only one part of all this stuff.
Yeah.
It is about the communication, very much, very much so.
Yeah. Speaking with Rose Murray, right here at, Noongar Radio 100.9 FM, and it's Health Matters. And of course, the reasons why the importance of this education, and I mean this education is looking at risk, looking at some of the things that could happen.
Absolutely.
Give us those.
Yeah, so this time of year, young people leaving school, they're letting loose. They're sort of at their last exams at the moment in WA, I believe. And so next week at Leavers, in a number of spots, there's going to be lots and lots of young people gathering. A number of services will be there at Dunsborough and places like that. There'll be youth workers and health workers and stuff around to have a talk with them. And the reason why that, the services stepped up to be a bit more caring of them in that time is because, guess what? Mum, dad and grandparents and uncles and aunties and big cousins and that, they're not going to be there watching them. And so young people are really free and they'll be very pleased to be out of school and into their next adventure of life and things go down, you know? And so the message that we've got for young people is definitely look after yourself, and that if you do make the decision to have sex, that you're going to do that safely, and that it's going to be a choice that you make yourself, and understanding, of course, that there may be alcohol and drugs around, and knowing that is, that has an effect on your thinking, and therefore really weigh that decision up, and the why these things are important. We want you to take that minute to make those, to clearly think about what you may be about to do, is because this could be a lifelong effect. Unfortunately, this day and age, we have in WA in particular a lot of STIs, and we know that these sexually transmitted infections have risen in numbers, particularly with young people and particularly with chlamydia and gonorrhea. Now, those two STIs in WA are climbing up in the young population, and that is a real worry. The other real worry is that they may not have symptoms. So you might be going around good way, having unsafe sex, that is without condoms, with people, and passing it on to your partners, and down the track that could possibly mean, if untreated, that when you do want to be a mum or a dad, you may not be able to.
Yeah.
So there's two important things. Passing it on to other people, it not being good for your own body, but it could also affect your fertility. So even though more young people are more aware of contraceptives, that we really need them to be more aware of using condoms, because yes, it's an effective contraceptive, but also it's the one that will mean that you won't pass on an STI.
And of course, I mean, we don't want to frighten people out there in the community. At the same time, we're driving this on this road, and but to be able to bring that message to the community and to say, well, these are some of the consequences of behaviour, and to install those values.
And look, encourage the girls, like the girls, it's okay to carry condoms, you know, it's okay. And, that means that you are looking after your own health and you're looking after the health of your partners, whoever, there may be. And, you know, we would encourage that. And if people look down on you for that, well, that's their problem.
If
you've got pride in yourself in terms of taking care of your future, well, good job.
Yeah. We're listening to Rose Murray on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM, and this is Health Matters. We'll go to a break, and we'll keep the conversation going right here on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM and digital radio. You're listening to 100.9 FM, and this is Health Matters, and of course the topic is, it's a sort of a topic that people just don't sort of like to talk about it, but we are talking it right here and the conversation is happening on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. I have a guest in the studio by the name of Rose Murray. Rose, we just touch on some of the things that we touched on, but of course an important aspect is to show people or tell people that there is help if someone has a disease when it comes to sexually transmittable disease. And tell me about what some of the things that they could do.
Yeah. We're really encouraging people to think about young people in particular, because that tends to be the younger folk are the ones that have got the higher numbers of STIs, in particular chlamydia and gonorrhea. We're saying to people, if you have had unsafe sex, it's really important to get a test. And the tests are really easy to get. You can go along to your local Aboriginal Medical Service in Perth. It's Turrbal Yerrigan. You could go to a GP. You could go to, if you're at Bush, to health department and get a test. And that test is usually just goombal, it's just wee. Yeah. And you might get that test done, and sometimes they'll, with women in particular, they might take a swab and send it off. So it is fairly simple. The other thing, which is a bit new, is to, you can actually look on a website and fill in a little questionnaire, and there's a website called couldihaveit.com.au, and you fill in the questionnaire. It'll ask you a couple of questions, and then they'll give you advice about whether you should get the test. And you can actually download from the website the form for PathWest.
You
fill out the form, and then you go along to, and it'll even show you where the PathWest places are.
Yeah.
So you can in the privacy of your own home, basically go there and PathWest, you know, you've got no relations working in there. So, you know, you could be going there for anything. So you can get it done in that way. And occasionally, if things turn up, they might have to take a blood test, but usually it's that very, very simple one. And we encourage people to go, and get that test. For us at SHQ, we're at 70 Rowe Street in Northbridge in the month of November. If you're a school leaver in particular, and you could come into us and look in our website, just shq.org. You could look at our website and find out that there are appointments or drop-in clinics and for free.
Yeah.
And you can get a free test or contraceptive advice. And these guys, that's their job all the time, this team of very friendly people. And I'd encourage youngsters in particular to come along. So it's a simple test, and it's like dealing with your own shame and not first, but you know, you are, every individual is really important, and that's just normal. You know, this is what people do, and you go to the place where you feel most comfortable to get your testing and to get advice. And we just encourage people to do that. And look, there are some people who swap their partners quite regularly, and those people in particular should be always, always using safe sex and using condoms. And in particular, they should be having regular tests, because you might be, you know, you'll be sharing the love, but you might be sharing more than just the love.
Yeah. And of course, because again, we look at some of the risk factors that the young people are.
Look, there's many, yeah, and there are many risk factors, and one of them is that STIs can be passed on from mother to baby. And there can be some serious health effects to that child, so including miscarriage and things like that. So, you know, there's lots of positive reasons for people to get their health checks and get that test.
And just to remind people, what's the target group? I mean, we're looking at how young and how old.
Yeah, well, look, pretty much young people that are sexually active, and I suppose it depends on how old, you know, you are when you think about young people. But for us, with generally it's 16 to 25 is our target group in particular. But the stats are saying that in terms of STIs, they're looking at them a bit older, up to 30 or so. If we all look around our families and think, me as an older, as a grandparent, I'm being encouraged by my members of my family to get my health checks and stuff like that. Well, maybe I should be turning around too and having a look at my young fellas and saying, well, all you young fellas that are out there, are you looking after that, you know, that side of your life?
Yeah. One of the things about information flows across the divide, and culturally appropriate is important. Again, because we're talking about, we're looking at culture and that information is, we've got that connection or connection, which is pretty important. And that would be a good way to putting that message out into the community too as well, which I no doubt you'll do.
Look, with the Mudditch program that we run, because we're teaching the adults in a train-the-trainer model, very often we split the group into males and females. We often give them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And to, as they learn how to roll out this program, but also with the young people when they're actually participating in the Mudditch group themselves. So we would love more of our men to stand up and learn how to teach this and become more comfortable with that, because plenty of women do. Yeah. But we're a little bit, men Shame. Are a little bit shyer to do that, and yet they've got such an important role in this for these, you know, young proud men to be proud of their own body and be respectful of their partners and for their future. So we would always encourage people to be in touch with us. Our next training to learn how to teach Mudditch Leader, the program is in March, but they can find us just on the web and ring up for a yarn.
Yeah. Do you have a Facebook account or no?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Oh, good. Yeah, because, again, Facebook is another way of people. I think there's more blackfellas on Facebook than anybody, you know, in the community. And is that connection, again, to country and, the amazing stuff that's on there as well. And it's really, really helpful. Now, when it comes to the school leavers, putting information out, do you go out to places like, say, for instance, there may be a function or a concert and spread that information?
Yeah, look, many of the people that are involved in youth health and relationships go out to different events, and definitely I know that in Dunsborough a number of organisations, including ourselves, will be represented and we'll be offering, we'll be there for information and referral for young people. It's important to not to sit in our offices and just be there. Yeah. You've really got to get out there and do a better job of being out there, mixing it where the young people are, And we probably don't do that enough, but we just got to, giving it a go.
Because it's a cultural thing, isn't it, when it comes to information. The young people have got their own culture. They think that, sometimes we cramp their style. And, you know, that makes it difficult to get that message across.
Yeah, and, you know, it often is just about the yarning, and because sometimes some of the things that young people believe are just clearly wrong. I remember really clearly one young fellow standing up and saying to the group, no, you're right, just do it in the shower. Nobody's gonna get pregnant. Nobody's gonna catch, an STI. And you think we could convince this young fella about really what happens? No. And so it shows you that a lot of education from the family, from the school, from other services, are needed to get the right information to young people.
Yeah. And how much information that the false information that gets out to the community, and again, it's the consequences of behaviour and the risk factors.
Yeah, and part of being a young person is when they get to puberty and they start moving a little bit away from parents and family, and they believe everything their mates tell them. And what they see on TV, on films, whatever, they start believing a lot of that stuff, and some of that stuff actually isn't true. And so it's up to, we've got to find good ways, respectful ways, of getting them that information that they need for that guidance.
What sort of reception are you getting from schools? And of course, the programs that you're at schools is different to the programs that should be in at the office where you work.
There's a bit of a mixed response. In the curriculum, the WA curriculum, there is opportunities to teach many of these things at different stages, but they don't have to, and we would really like, the national curriculum, we would really love all of these things to be in there, and to be strengthened, and for teachers and parents to understand that it's very important to do this well, and to do this with the best of our ability, because it is education for life.
That's right. Yeah.
We have produced another program called Relate, and people are purchasing it, and it's for year 8 upwards from SHQ, and a few hundred schools have purchased it. About relationships, and if you learn about relationships and yourself and your rights, gee, that leads you into a good space for when it is. When you make the decision that you're going to take that next step into sexual relationships.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you mentioned that, there is information out there. And tell us about those, the book that you're talking about, or the pamphlets you're talking about, and how it's getting the reception it needs to get.
There's a number of things out there, but certainly there was a really big national conference the other day in Canberra, and staff went there to talk about what we do, and definitely talking about the Relate program and the different services that we offer went down really well. And I think across Australia the story is the same, but in WA in particular now, the stats coming out about the STIs are the things that we're really concentrating on.
Yeah.
But certainly the education has to underpin that. So I would encourage people to look at the websites. I'm going to leave a list of the things we've been talking about at Noongar Radio.
Wonderful.
So that people can look these things up. A couple of years ago, Health Department, who do partly fund our organisation as well, did fund a group of people to look at what do parents want, where are their needs in terms of talking to their young fellas, at what age do we say things, and there is a really good publication, Talk Soon, Talk Often, that people can get.
And they can source that at your office?
Yeah, they can source it through the website of WA Health. Yeah.
Let's do that website. Tell me about the website.
Okay, so that's called healthywa.wa.gov.au.
That's good, yeah.
And it's got Let's Yarn.
Let's Yarn,
and it talks about they carried out a number of focus groups in WA up and down the state. So what are carers and of young people struggling to talk about? And they told them.
Yeah.
They gave them different information that they could target at different age groups. And it's a great little publication.
Yeah.
And even if a few parents got together and got one of the books and had a little bit of a yarn about how to talk about things, it might be very helpful.
I think it will be, because when it comes to parents, they need to be sort of armed with information like this, because sometimes we don't, again, it's the touchy subject. We don't want to talk about it at the moment, but it's completely worthwhile to talk about this and have this conversation. Do you know what I mean?
The worst thing for young people would be to sort of, you know, just to go in, learn by doing. You know, you've got to be armed with positive information and to feel good about yourself and be honest with the people that you have relationships with, and you know that takes time.
Yeah.
But there's people out there and there's information out there to support that, you know, that lifelong journey.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Rose Murray right here at Noongar Radio 100.9 FM, and this is Health Matters. We'll just go to a break, and we'll recap on some of the points that we've raised, and if we can look at some other points that we need to put in here on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. This is Jeremy Garlett here.
I'm Ullman. You're listening to 100.9 FM Digital Noongar Radio.
And, we are talking on a subject, which is, I suppose, a touchy subject. I've got Rose Murray with me, who is the information person. And, of course, when we come and we discuss some of these issues, it is a touchy issue to talk about. And there is ways of doing this. And,
Very much so, like in my generation, you know, we've got the sort of talk about, you know, the body and don't do it, and the way things, a little bit about the way things work, and people were using really flash language, really medical language that, you know, in community we just wouldn't use. And so these days we very much talk in plain English.
Yeah.
And we also encourage the young people to learn a couple of the health sort of language things, so that when they go to doctors and health workers and that they can actually use words that are appropriate, so they know, everybody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of my, you know, my Watsy or my privates. Mm. So what private, what Watsy? So you've got to learn some of the language so that if you find that there is, you notice a change in your body, that you can actually say, speak about it a little bit, so that you can get the support, and the help, that you need. And to try and say to yourself, hey, I've got a right to be healthy. I've got a right to feel good. And as we were saying earlier, with the STIs and things, notice the changes. If there is any changes, or if you've had unsafe sex, go and get yourself tested. You might have to take your cousin. You might have to take somebody with you, to get you through that door. But that's okay. That's what we do. That's what family and friends are for.
Support, isn't it?
Because it's just a normal part of your health, and you're entitled to that. The other thing I didn't get to mention was the fact is that with treatment these days, often it just is one tablet or it could be a real short course of antibiotics, which was different from, you know, the old days.
Yeah,
so that's nothing. There's nothing to be fearful of. I suppose for families, our message is very much is keep talking to young people, and the growling and saying no and don't does not work.
People go, they go under, don't they?
It's more about giving the information to them in an okay way that's accurate, and so that they can make a healthy choice, because we're not going to be tracking them midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, looking for them down the park. We're just not going to be there. So we've got to help them get those inside, that strong heart and that good brain, and knowing that, that will keep them held, you know, when we're not with them.
Yeah. And, of course, let's, give information out to the community who's listening in now. Where should people get in contact with you, and how, and that Facebook information stuff, as well as much as you can give.
Yeah, look.
Got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we've got, you know, jump on the Healthy WA website. You can have a look at that, and also you can have a look at the SHQ website. Just do a search on that. That'll get you some information. If you want to talk to somebody in terms of these things, you can speak to somebody at the Sexual Health Helpline, 9227 6178, and certainly at your local Aboriginal Medical Services and your GP, community health, those people that are within your community that would like to support you. They are very important people to support you and give you the information that you need.
Yeah, and a telephone number where you are, or
yeah, I think the Sexual Health Helpline is probably the best one.
Yeah.
That 9227 6178. If you've got inquiries about the Mudditch leader training, so that you could teach what we teach young people, that's 9227 6177.
Yeah. Rose Murray, it's lovely talking to you right here at Noongar Radio. And, I don't know when we cross... Well, when did we cross paths? Some time away.
Many, many years ago, I'm sorry to say.
So it's really good to have you on the program. It's really good. And we do appreciate the information, and no doubt we'll have you on the program on a regular basis from time to time if you have
thank you.
Some information too.
Thank you very much, and hope young people have a lovely time next week.
Yeah. And this is Afternoons here with Jeremy Garlett, but this is Health Matters. I'll be doing Afternoons next program. So, yeah, so it's a pretty busy program indeed. So,